2 weeks left in session. A couple of your measures from the session successful today, in fact.
Yes, today I got truly agreed and finally passed the payday loan reform bill, which I've worked on for the whole session, it seems like, with the ups and downs, et cetera, like that. But it is heading to the governor's desk for him to sign it. It will do away with that cycle of debt and do some things that really needed to be done. So I'm happy to place that on the governor's desk and hopes that he does not veto it. If he does, it is something I can pretty well assure you will bring back up during veto session and should have enough votes override because it wasn't a partisan issue. That's a good bill. Had another one dealing with being able to serve food at nonprofit charitable events, such as our potluck dinners at the famous foreign churches in the Ozarks, etc., like that, would allow it to be served even if they had not been fixed in a state-approved kitchen. And that's where the big controversy came through because they just shut down a lot of this. Certain health inspectors in certain counties had shut it down and just said, nope, got to be fixed and served immediately from a state-approved kitchen. And I think that's wrong for our area. That's what I grew up on, was going to church dinners and et cetera like that. And I just think it's wrong. And I found out some of them are charging Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, churches $30 for a permit to come out and inspect them before they do that. And it required a permit to have these dinners. I just think that's all wrong. There's some personal responsibility in there. So I was relieved to get that through. A couple of counties wanted to exempt. Kansas City, St. Louis area, that's fine if they want to be exempt from it. But our rural area will be protected by this law now. And I was happy to place that on the governor's desk. Don't know if he'll sign that one or not, but we'll just keep trying.
This week also, the week the Senate passed its version of the budget for the coming fiscal year. Still has to go through conference committee, but a lot of issues involved in the budget just on its own.
There is a lot of issues involved, and we went with a more conservative estimate on revenue coming in, which in the way the state is not growing right now, that's an issue. So the House and the Senate went with a more conservative budget, but on the side of senior citizen centers, we added more money to them and more money. I think there's $400,000 more for Meals on Wheels and for dinners, meals fixed. So that was a big plus and something I'd fought for and talked to the budget chair about other people. And so I'm pleased to see that we can keep these centers. I think they're really important. They're a social event, but more importantly, it allows people to stay at home and not end up in a nursing home. And people need to stay in their home as long as they possibly can. I was pleased with the budget committee suggesting that and being able to vote for that.
There's also today another House bill that's been on the fast track that has a huge following and looks like it could be groundbreaking in terms of helping children with epilepsy.
It is. We have a senator here who handled the bill, and it was very touching to have that. He had his family with him today. Has probably a four-year-old son that has epileptic fits, and as we've started hearing more and more information about this, and there is a oil that can be derived from hemp that you cannot get high on it, but it's been proven to alleviate or slow down or stop seizures, and we heard testimony from kids that had 100 seizures a day, and nothing seemed to help, and there's promise. So we had people driving to Arizona to get this just for their kids, and some moving to Arizona so they could take care of the kids. And your heart goes out. I mean, Senator Smith's son isn't the only one. There's just thousands of kids that suffer from these epileptic fits. It'll be done through the Department of Agriculture, through the Department of Agriculture's guidance, and there is nothing in there that can get anybody high. So it is made from hemp oil, but they cannot get high from it. It is real high in another chemical that can help alleviate or do away with these seizures that these kids are having. So it's a touching time, but it's really proud that we got together. This is something we really need to do. 32 senators passing this bill. Should be 34, but we're down to 32 with two resignations.